market just got volatile. It was up and down. And then once the momentum took off, I think we saw that from April. Another thing that I noticed was the speed of recovery. So we saw momentum, very large V-shaped recoveries.
And one of the biggest surprises was that it took silver so long to catch up to gold.
It's not AI. It's not gold. It's not that. It's satellites.
On this episode of Early Bird, what were the biggest investment themes of 2025, including the biggest surprises, as well as winning stocks and sectors for the year? Joining us today on the podcast to discuss these topics are Dan Passarelli, president at Market Taker Mentoring, Marcus Sturtevant, founder of the ABC Squared All Bases Covered, and Alex Carteau, CEO of EPSMomentum.com. If you're an investor looking to stay on top of the latest market trends, then you're listening to the right podcast. This is Early Bird, and I'm your host, Stephen Lerner. Before we get to today's discussion, let me tell you how you can save time and beat the market through Early Bird, a free daily email newsletter featuring commentary about the latest trends in stocks, cryptocurrency, and equity crowdfunding. Early Bird is designed to help individual and non-professional investors stay on top of all of the critical investing trends. The newsletter is 100% free and is sent to your email box each weekday morning. Subscribe to Early Bird for free at www.earlybird.email. Once again, that's earlybird.email. And now, today's discussion. All right, everybody, welcome to the Early Bird podcast. Today, we are looking back at the stock market in 2025, some of the biggest themes and winning stocks, and we've assembled a great roundtable here. The first question I'm going to ask, and I'll start with Marcus, since you've been on this program before. Marcus, I want you to tell us what you think are the biggest investment themes looking back this past year in 2025, but I also want you to, real brief, if you could look back at the year in the stock market, come up with one word to describe that year that we've just wrapped up in 2025, what would that word be, Marcus?
Tumultuous.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah. So talk about that. What are the big themes you remember this past year in 2025?
I think 2025 will be remembered for momentum, retail traders, and the move back to Air National.
Okay. Talk about that. Those are some interesting themes. Definitely agree with you on that. But why'd you pick those themes?
Right. So if we just think back to the beginning of last year, like you said, earlier in the year, we recorded a podcast where my word was actually meticulous as into how you have to be in picking stocks and investments. But once we saw the market detox, the economic global detox that we went through in the first quarter, into part of the second quarter, of some mixed messaging coming out, the market just got volatile. It was up and down. And then once the momentum took off, I think we saw that from April. Another thing that I noticed was the speed of recovery. So we saw momentum, very large V-shaped recoveries. And a lot of that was carried by retail investors. That's who was buying the dip. If you just go back and look at the data, it seems like the retail investors were carrying a lot of this year. Institutional investors have yet to catch up. So yeah, maybe they're the smart money. We'll see.
So retail investors, just the audience knows, we're talking about everyday normal investors, you're saying, carry the stock market. And good point to bring up April, the market tanked essentially and has since recovered. And that was mainly because of the tariff announcement. So good points there. Alex, want to ask you about the big themes you saw in 2025. And before that, if you could just pick one word to describe the market in 2025, what would that word be?
I'll say more clarity. You know, we started a year with wars, tariffs, rates, we're ending the year with potentially peace, hopefully, rates going down, growth this year, and really great growth over the year, over the 32 weeks. So yeah, I'll say more clarity this year.
I don't feel like there hasn't been a lot of clarity, especially as we're ending the year. There's still so many questions in the market, but
there it is, but it's clearing out.
It is.
Those things are, clearing out.
So tying into that, what the big in themes this year was, it, besides clarity, what are some of the big themes you saw, Alex, in the market?
I mean, you know, I'm going to play the obvious with AI, right? But the AI is a different, it's different this year. So last year was the NVIDIA story, right? NVIDIA doubled or would it tripled, whatever. And so that was a chip first wave. And then it grew into the entire value chain of it. So once you have the chips, you need the servers, you need the storage. So this year we saw server, storage, Western Digital, Seagate. We saw, you know, optical networking component, all that's CNI corporations and so on. And then you have to have build those data centers, right? And power them. And then we saw electricity and infrastructure, energy infrastructure. So big, big topic. And then, I mean, like we can touch upon this, which is, big, tectonic shift in finance. I'll say, you know, digital finance and regular finance like TradFi. So with stable coins, dollar, gold, all those and hard assets. So this is a big topic for me this year was, I call it the debasement trade, right? Debasement of the dollar. And hard assets, gold, silver, and the last one for the end of the year is the rare earth story, right? Which is something that we should keep an eye on.
Yeah, definitely. The, with the dollar, rare earths, these are big topics that are still coming up as we enter 2026 as well. Good points. Good points, Alex. Last but not least, Dan, wanted to ask you about your big themes that you saw in 2025. But before that, tell me if you could look back at the market, pick one word to describe it in 2025. What would that word be for you, Dan?
I would go with optimism.
Okay.
Unwavering market optimism.
Why do you feel that?
Well, it, you know, one of the thing, I mean, one of the themes that we've seen for a couple of years now is, will they cut rates? Because fundamentally that's good for stocks because fixed income and the stock market compete against each other. And so I watch the CME Fed funds futures. And like, if you watch how big of a rate cut is factored into the futures, which is, you know, I mean, it's pushed around by supply and demand of big time hedgers, traders, investors. It's been over optimistic. I mean, really, not just 2025, but 2024 as well. The market's just been so optimistic towards rate cuts. And even when those didn't become fulfilled, to the degree that was expected, apparently, by the market, backing that out from the CME Fed funds futures, the market still goes, ended up going up anyway. So it was really pretty interesting, I guess, in that regard, as far as optimism goes. But, you know, a lot of other stuff, too, just no fear of the AI bubble. Like, I mean, I go through and I read all my newsletters in the morning, my emails from Bloomberg and all that, and the word bubble's used every day, but nobody really seems to care. So
yeah, it's certainly talked about a lot in the market, for sure, and the market's still resilient. Any other big themes, Dan, that you want to bring up that you saw in 2025 in the market?
Oh yeah, I mean, I guess there's a lot of stuff. I mean, the introduction of structured products that sell volatility has been a really, really interesting thing that I guess I kind of have a lot to say about. I'm sure it'll come up later in the show as well. But, you know, that's been an interesting theme because it's been able to be taken advantage of and, you know, may have had some fundamental impact on the markets as well because of mainly because of the options, as people sell options and leads to what we call negative gamma, which basically means that big moves can become more profound because of the market makers or the dealers need to hedge their positions. So it can kind of add volatility in extreme times.
It can. That's a good point. So looking back at 2025, Stocks are not always that predictable. 2025 was no exception. So I want to ask, what surprised each of you about the stock market in 2025? Dan, I'll start with you. What surprised you the most about the stock market in 2025? Was it some of the stuff you were talking about, or was it something else that surprised you?
You know, there's a lot of things, and you know, I figure I'll just start out and throw a darn wrench into the whole thing. here's one of the biggest surprises for me this year. Mm-hmm. So I paid close attention to metals, specifically gold. And one of the biggest surprises was that it took silver so long to catch up to gold. It was kind of strange how in the beginning, I mean, gold, you know, it's just been climbing and climbing for fundamental reasons. Part of that, I think Alex mentioned the debasement trade. I think it's tied into that somewhat. But silver just sat stagnant for so long. And you hear people saying, yeah, you know, I think silver is going to take off soon. And lo and behold, oh my gosh, it did. And it just, you know, it didn't stop. It made up for lost time and then some. So, I mean, there's one thing. I don't know if you call that the stock market or not, but it sure ties into the whole investment scheme as far as I see it.
No, it did. And especially as of late, silver has done really well. It's caught up. It's experiencing the types of gains we have seen in gold in the past year or so. So it is a big surprise as of late. Marcus, what surprised you about the market in 2025?
Right. So just jumping right in from where Dan went, as he's going into, you know, the gold and the silver, platinum's performing pretty well, but that's all Alex mentioned earlier, the debasement trade, people's flight from risk. Mm-hmm. You also see it with crypto, right? You saw crypto, which was kind of correlated earlier this year, seems to have, you know, separated from the stock market here, right? Lately, mm-hmm. Maybe that's where the dollars have been going when they've been going back into the stock market. So that's been a big thing this year. It's been a big year for crypto. Alex mentioned the stable coins. And then with the dollar's depreciation, the international trade just came back. Also, some of the detox helped with that as well, because when the messaging wasn't quite clear from February to April, you know, and stock market was churning and moving, figuring out where we were going, a lot of dollars went internationally. And I missed that. I think a lot of people missed the international trade. We, you know, you have the American exceptionalism trade running 23, 24. And we thought going in 25 that we were going to have, you know, deregulation, all these things coming in with the Trump trade that was just going to open up the economy. And it just seemed to be a little bit more, the FTC was a little bit more restrictive to start, and they've opened up a little bit more going into the latter half of the year. And one other thing I want to mention is the what we're seeing with the Mag 7. Mm. So the Mag 7 is like 35-40% of the market, the S&P, depending on how you look at it. But the law of large numbers said that's going to come down, right? So in 23, the Mag 7 was up 76% at like 5.1 trillion market cap. 24, that was up 48% at 5.6%. This year is projected to be up like 19% and 3.2 trillion in market cap, right? So when I say the law of large numbers, that just means those numbers have to eventually come down. You can only have growth so far. But I think that's just shifting into other cyclical areas. Money's going out. So maybe into second derivatives, as they mentioned earlier, of the AI trade.
Yeah, we'll have to see where the money flows to. You're right, when you looked at all those alternatives, and even the Mag 7, a big surprise there. We'll see what happens in 2026 for sure, but it was certainly a surprise to see how some of those Mag 7 stocks moved in 2025. Alex, what are some of the big surprises from the stock market that you saw in 2025? I know we talked about a few different issues right now. Yeah. with silver, gold, and the stocks, but what surprised you?
I'm going to go with Marcus, what Marcus said, the narrowing of the market, really. Really a few names, call it 7, 8, or 10 names that really drive everything, right? Lately, we've seen some sectors catching up and those leaders being muffled a little bit. So that is positive, you know, broadening of the market. But overall, during the year, the entire market was very narrow. So that's one surprise. Gold, we spoke about it, was a major surprise. And yeah, I'm in the everyone embracing crypto. I'm just doing a repeat here. But crypto, I think next year will be really the age of the beginning of the age of tokenization, real-world asset, and the structured product on our for the first, you know, with the strategy products, the first popping up, look at the first yield curve in Bitcoin, right? Created by strategy, Michael Saylor, right? So this is major. So that was a quick kind of a surprise after a major crypto winter in 22 and 23 a little bit.
Yeah. We're in a 4-year cycle with crypto. So yeah,
exactly.
That's sort of where it went. So we talked a bit about the themes that we saw in the market. We talked a bit about the surprises, and it was great to hear about all those things. Let's look back and celebrate some of the winners, the sectors, but specifically the stocks that did very well in 2025. Alex, I'll start with you. Yep. What were the big winning stocks and sectors in 2025?
Well, it's not AI. It's not gold. It's not that. It's satellites. So those are satellite plays. So the EchoStar, the Rocket Labs, the ASTS, AST Space Mobile. So there's a bunch of things happening. So first, SpaceX is unbelievable, right? With frequent launches, reusable rockets. And then second, EchoStar freed up some spectrums that they sold for about $40 billion. And all of these sector is has a halo effect on space. So SpaceX has a halo effect on the sector, right? So these stocks rallied 160 or 130%, right? So this is major. It's quite a surprise as well. I didn't mention it as a surprise, but yeah, for me, that was a major surprise. And then the value chain, the AI value chain, of course. So, I mean, this year was Palantir's year, 147%. The equipment, the Western Digital, Seagate, Siena, Fix, Comfort System, up 100%. The data centers, and then the healthcare. We didn't talk about this. Mm-hmm. So healthcare was a big thing with Eli Lilly, over 100% plus on obesity drugs, and Ozempic and so on. Although they had a rougher end of the year, I would say. Along with the crypto and the digital age and the new platforms, you have the Robin Hoods of the market coming up with, you know, stock trading, crypto trading, but now also predictive market, derivative products. So they're on fire with a 200% rally for the year. So those are big guys.
Big one indeed. I mean, those look up into space. Those are the big winners this year. It was incredible. Dan, what were the big winning stocks and sectors in 2025? What do you think were some of those big winners?
Well, I guess here's where I can go back to what I was talking about with option sellers. So, I mean, option sellers were really some of the big winners this year, both large scale, you know, institutions, as well as the retail traders that Marcus was alluding to earlier. Mm-hmm. Even despite the popularity of these defined outcome funds, where they basically sell a lot of options, which, you know, when you create supply to anything, it puts pressure on the price. So it should be bringing down option prices, which to some degree it has. But I mean, overall, there's still been enough of a risk premium intact to lead to a really strong statistical advantage for option sellers.
For options. And just real quick for the audience, define what options, because you might have some people who are still learning about options at this point.
Sure. Options are contracts that give you the ability to either buy or sell a stock at a fixed price. And people buy and sell these rights, mm-hmm. and basically trade them. So basically it's a way to kind of control your risk, whether that's getting more leverage or getting more protection, by doing so. And they've been becoming more and more popular as time's been going on.
Yeah. Option sellers had a pretty good year for the most part. Marcus, I'll have you, close us out here, close out the show real quick. The big winning stocks and sectors in 2025, as you see it.
Right. So obviously everyone knows, as you already mentioned, AI did what AI did. You have communication services in there. Industrials actually did pretty well as a play off of AI. And then back to the financials. I'm really excited about financials. Down here in Charlotte, North Carolina, you know, we have a lot of banking around here. One stock in particular, Wells Fargo. I look for Wells Fargo from the mid-cap team growing. They just had their had a ceiling removed. They were in restriction from some issues they had earlier, years before. So now their investments are going to be able to increase. In general, the Fed is looking to ease. So this is going to help some of the smaller banks. Regardless of who you think is going to be in the Fed chair, I think we all can agree that the person who's picked is going to probably push rates lower. For better or worse, we'll see how that works out in the end with the lack of data. So I think financials are going to perform well. I like housing actually going into next year. I know it struggled a little bit this year in the individual sectors. REITs actually did okay. And then I like ELAN. This is ELAN. Mm-hmm. It's like stuff for your pets. So like flea collars, health care for your pets. People who don't have the dinks, dual income, no kids, they take care of their pets, right? They spend money on their pets. So that's going to be a sector that and a stock that you can look forward to.
Thank you again to Dan Passarelli, Marcus Sturtevant, Alex Carteau for sharing your insights on stocks. And thank you to everyone for listening to today's discussion. We'll be back next week for another episode of Early Bird. Have a great day.